one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire, Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight we're broadcasting live from the birthplace of pro soccer in Rochester, the Italian-American Sport Club, and right behind me is a huge picture of the 1963 Amateur Cup champion Italian-American Sport Club team that was the foundation for the original Rochester Lancers. And we have a special show tonight. Two of the legends of Rochester soccer passed away over the weekend. One of the members of that Italian-American Sport Club team and an original Lancer and one of the founding members of the sport club, Omero Paris, and the coach of the 1970 NASL champion Lancers. He also coached and was GM of the Buffalo Stallions of the MISL, original MISL, Sal DeRosa. Both of them passed away. And we're going to be paying tribute to both those gentlemen on tonight's show. We'll get back to our regular format next week. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, I know this was a sad weekend for all Lancer fans.
Andrew, you cannot believe how sad I am because the two gentlemen that you just talked about were and are personal friend of mine, because I say are because I will never forget them. They're always going to be part of my life as long that I live. And, you know, both of them shared with me moments of my life that were exciting. They were demanding, they were jubilant, and they were tumultuous. When you play soccer, you either have good moments or bad moments, and we lived through all those years, and we became not only friends, but we became brothers, because that's what happened in sports. You become no longer an acquaintance, you become brothers. The sports club and the community at large have lost a gentleman that was very, very instrumental in building this organization. Sal DeRosa was instrumental in building soccer along with the ownership. I remember so many things about Sal that you cannot believe. I remember his tenacity, his coaching ability, and his involvement with all the players, and his jovial approach to everything.
And he was a smart guy.
He was a very, very intelligent person. He knew soccer very well. He was an army guy that he knew discipline, and he knew how to deal with people. So, you know, it's a tremendous loss for the community, to the family. Let me, on behalf of the Soccer Kick in the Grass, my family, and the sports club family, I want to express our condolence to the family of Sal DeRosa. I want to express the condolence to the family of Omero Paris, that he is the picture adorned this beautiful building over here. And what can you really say? I mean, outside of the fact that we're going to miss him.
Yep, we sure are. And Let alone the gentleman who certainly knew these, both of our friends, Omero and Sal, very well, as our first guest tonight. The former owner of the NASL Rochester Lancers, Charlie Schiano, joins us. Charlie's appearance tonight is brought to you by one of our newest sponsors, Claridge Design Center, located in Chi Lai Paul Plaza. The number to call is 889-5800, and their website is ClaridgeDesignCenter.com. And Charlie, thanks for coming on. And I know it's a sad day, and Sal and Romero, you knew them for decades, and we're all very sad at the loss.
Andy, Joe, this is a tremendous tribute you're paying to two very wonderful gentlemen, two gentlemen that I loved and admired very much. And, you know, it's very difficult for me because I had the privilege of being involved and going back to 66 and 67. And let me talk about Romero for a minute because he's dear to my heart. Romero was just a great guy. And I got to tell you, Romero was on the team, and we first started the Lancers. We played all these exhibition games against Division One champions. We played Man U, Manchester United. We played Manchester City when they did the double. And we played Borussia Dortmund. And these guys like Frank Ricci, Romero Ferris, Tito Lerini, they were playing against Division One players, and they didn't back off at all. And we got beat, but they were in for a good game. And Romero was just a pillar of strength at left fullback. I mean, I got to tell you, and the great story I like to tell just for a minute is that Romero, when I had to coach my first game for the Lancers, when Mr. Baker took sick and we needed a coach and they asked me to do it, I stepped in, and believe me, guys, I knew very little about soccer, as Joe will tell you. And I learned very quickly. I knew that we had played the Boston Tigers our first game. We got beat 4-0. They had a magnificent Brazilian center forward who looked like an Aztec Indian. He scored 4 goals against us. So when I knew we were going to play the Boston Tigers my first game as coach, I knew I had to stop that Brazilian forward. And I'll think of his name in a minute, but I went over to Romero. I told the team we're going to play a zone defense. But Romero, you're to take this forward, and you're to stay with him. Wherever he goes, you go. If he goes to the men's room, he goes by a hot dog, you put the mustard on the hot dog.
His name was Benitez.
Benitez. So we went into that game. There was the first night game in the history of soccer in Rochester. We had put up emergency lighting. We had Romero marking this guy one-on-one. We had a zone defense. And the first minute of the game, they scored a goal, but it wasn't Benitez. It was other guys, so we're losing 1-0. And I, you know, I didn't lose my cool at all. The lawyer was yelling, lawyer, go back to the courthouse. And Romero stayed with him, blocked, wouldn't let him touch the ball. He played a magnificent game. We're ahead 5-1. There's a few minutes left. And then this Benitez went over and socked and punched Dennis Jones out with a soccer punch. And he, Romero, started to fight. And they weren't just fighting. They were jumping up, kicking at one another's head. And we had to go out there and separate him, but I didn't go over there. I'll tell you, Romero is just was a gentleman, a superb athlete, and he gave himself up for the team. And I tell you, he was a real true Lancer. I'm going to miss this guy. You don't know what, because just been, to my mind, he was always what a Lancer would be. He was brave, he was tall, he was strong. He was one of my best friends, and I'm going to miss him terribly, guys. But he was, of course, he never liked the DC-3, but Joe will tell you about that later. I got to tell you about Sal LaRosa. The same night that I was coaching, the first game I ever coached, they said, look, we need a coach, Charlie. We know you're doing a good job. But well, there's this guy over here. And there's Sal LaRosa in a trench coat, and he's wearing sunglasses. He had a little bit of eye problem, you know. And I figured, who is this nut? And I'm trying to coach the team. That's the first time I met Sal. Well,
we went to Cubs Hill.
Yeah, you know, he was just a great, great guy. And I must tell you, he had a great sense of humor. And we used to tease him all the time about the training of the Italian-American Army. And, you know, it was Sal who brought the Italian National Army team here to play us. And we took them on a tour of the United States. And they had us train in Europe. It was in 75, right, spring training. Sal arranged all that. He was a genius for doing great creative things in soccer. And because of Sal and his connections with General Roberti and the Italian Army team, we were able to get Gino Lollobrigida to come to Rochester to represent the Lancers and be at the game and sign autographs and be a fundraiser for us. But Sal had very creative ideas And he was a good recruiter, and he got some great players. You recall in 70 when I was getting tired of coaching, and Sal's team in the American Soccer League. See, Sal coached the American Soccer League and also the North American Soccer League, of course, our championship coach. I know I'm going fast, but I know you have a lot of speakers. But I got to tell you, Sal was a magnificent coach and a great organizer and a very good innovator. But when they were in trouble in Syracuse, he had the Syracuse Scorpions of the American Soccer League. I called him. He said, Charlie, I don't think we're going to go out of business. I said, Sal, I need a coach because I'm tired of coaching. And I said, I can't coach and be a general manager and a chairman of the board, too, and all this. So I got Sal. When Sal came over, he brought with him Frank Adoy, Gladstone Ofori, Yael Comcom, a couple other players, and that really cemented our Campos. The Black Cat. How can I forget him? Right. That really cemented our run to the championship with those guys in our. We were really tremendous. Of course, in 71, we won 16 games, and Sal was our coach in 71. People forget what a great job he did, 71, coaching the team. But I tell you guys, I know I'm going fast and hard, but I just have the great. I feel a great personal loss. Here are two guys that should be in the Soccer Hall of Fame, both Homero Paris and Sal de Rosa, because they were legends in their time, and there'll always be a close place in my heart for both Homero and Sal. But listen, guys, I just want to comment that you get a nice job. I'm glad you're doing this because they deserve all the tribute you guys are going to give them tonight. Really do.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate it, and they know you're busy with you're down in Florida, I believe.
No, he's in Florida. Oh, yeah, sucking up the sun.
So, thank you so much for coming on, Charlie. And I know that we appreciate you being on and giving us your memories of Homero and Sal. So,
enjoy your time. Yeah, I could go on forever, but I tried to keep it short, Andy. But
you did a great job.
Thank you, and we got Frank Coricchio on deck.
So, I'll tell Frank I love him and miss him. Hopefully, I'll see him Friday night. Listen, guys, good job, and a great loss for soccer and for the community when we're losing both of these guys.
Thank you so much, Charlie. God bless, guys.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Shano on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And as Charlie mentioned, we have right now with us another member of the original Lancers, Frank Coricchio, with us here at the Italian-American Sport Club. And, Frank, you played alongside Homero Paris. And what a great player, but what a great gentleman Homero was.
Well, it was. As Charlie said it, I can't add anything else to that, the way Charlie put it. He really did a good job on it. I've known Homero since 1956 when he came over from Italy. I was already here. I'd been here a couple of years before that. And he came to one of our practices. Actually, didn't really come to the practice. He was watching. He was watching the practice, a ball went out of bounds, and Homero kicked it back into the field. As soon as we saw him kick the ball, we realized right away that he was a soccer player. So everyone just went around him, grabbed him, says, "Here, we bought him a pair of shoes," and he was a member of our team in 56 until he's been a member with us until now. Unfortunately, things like this happen, but it's a very, very sad event for our club or our community. Homero was a great person. He did a lot for our club and again for the Italian community in Rochester. We miss him greatly.
He certainly did.
And of course, Frank, you also lost one of your close relatives, Sal de Rosa, which also he was connected with the Lancers and sport in general, and a relative of yours.
Well, this is really a double whammy. Within a couple of days, we lost Homero and then Sal. It's very, very hard to take. But, we probably know by now that life must go on. But Sal, again, we've known Sal. We came from the same town in Italy. Sal was, as Charlie likes to mention all along, that he joined the Army. He was a captain in the United States, in the Italian Army. And then he came over here, and he was one of the best players in our town. He was always noted for being a great scorer, and he was well-known in our town. He was well-known here as a coach. So again, we missed two great people the past couple of weeks. We lost a lot of ourselves here this past couple of weeks.
Well, Frank, I know we have lots of going on tonight with the meeting, but thank you for spending a couple minutes with us, and we really appreciate your
thank you.
Memories.
I wish you would have been for a better reason, but thank you for having me here.
Thank you, Frank,
very much. And you know, as I remember, you and Omero were very close. You played defense together. You protected one another, and you protected one another over here as well, in the good and in the bad. So I know the feeling, and I share in the loss that you may feel, not only for Omero, but also for Sal.
Yeah, but I'd like to add that our sympathies go with his family, with Omero's family and Sal's family. So we'll be seeing them very shortly again, you know. We miss them very much. I'm sure the families of these two gentlemen will miss them a lot more than we do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Frank Caricchio, remember the original member of the Rochester Lamps and a member, of course, of the Italian-American Sport Club Championship Team of 1963. And by the way, we don't have any information on the arrangements yet for either Omero or Sal.
Well, no, the arrangement is that the funeral, the calling hours, going to be Thursday at Dierna Funeral Home, I believe, and then the mess is going to be on Friday. I don't know the church, but
it'll be in the,
those are the things.
That's for that's for Omero. And
yes.
For Sal,
Sal is in Buffalo.
They'll be in the Buffalo News with information on
Sal
DeRosa.
Yeah, we have to go to Buffalo.
Well, we're going to take a break on soccer. It's a kick in the grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dick Howard, who was a member of that 1970 championship team coached by Sal DeRosa. We'll also be talking more with more members of the Lancer family tonight's special tribute to Sal DeRosa and Lancer legend Omero Parris here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair, and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angarier. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salins Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price. Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
March is here, and that means Rhinos soccer is back. The Rhinos kick off their preseason schedule with 2 matches this weekend at Salem Stadium. The Rhinos face Syracuse University this Friday, 3 p.m., and SUNY Binghamton on Sunday at 2 p.m., with free admission for both matches. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, a special edition of our show this evening as we remember the legendary coach of the 1970 NASL champion Lancers, and also he was a GM and coach of the Indoor Buffalo Stallions, Sal DeRosa, and original Lancer Omero Paris, both whom passed away over the weekend. Andrew Battisti is here with Joe Redcard Zero, and we have a lot of guests to get to tonight. Let's first bring in Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, a gentleman who played on that 1970 championship team under Sal DeRosa. Dick's segment tonight brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Good evening, Dick, and we wanted to talk about happy things, but tonight we want to remember our good friend Sal and Omero. So thanks for coming on.
Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sad loss, and certainly my condolences to both families. You know, two gentlemen who gave so much to the game over the years in different capacities. You know, I remember Omero Paris from the time when I was playing with the Lancers in 1967, 68, and then 69. And then, of course, I came into contact with Sal DeRosa. He was the coach, I think, the general manager. I think he was even the owner of the Syracuse Scorpions in 69. And we had a playoff game against them, and he lost that. And that was my first introduction to him. But two gentlemen who gave so much to the game, and certainly a sad loss to the game.
Well, Dick, tell us about Sal as a coach. Tell people what he was like, because obviously he was the championship coach. He led the team to the NASL title in 1970.
Yeah, he's reminded me at times of a coach that did so well in Italian football later, a gentleman by the name of Sacchi, Arrigo Sacchi. You know, very much a cerebral type coach. Not your one that were going and gung-ho, but very much involved with the tactical aspects, the psychological aspects of the game. And that was where his contribution. And, of course, when you look at his pedigree, retiring early from the game and then, you know, coaching with the Italian Army team and then an assistant to the Olympic team, it showed the quality of him before he came to the United States. But certainly a man who liked to immerse himself in all aspects of the game, and say, didn't surprise me when I found out his involvement with the Syracuse Scorpions. He was involved in all aspects of the team. He was the boss, and people knew exactly what to expect from him.
Joe?
Well, you know, Dick, it's one of those things that life, it's, you know, unpredictable. We all know that we are born to die, yes. So we have a voyage that we embark on, and then from the beginning, then we come to the end. The only thing is that in our voyage, we encounter a lot of good things and a lot of bad things. And pertaining to Sal and Omero, which their traveling life has been a successful one in many, many ways, especially in the sports arena. And I feel blessed that I was part of their life in sport and sometime even in private life. So it's going to be, they're going to be missed, and not only by their family, but also in the community that they so diligently served.
It's so true, spot on, Joe. And I look really, and I'm just amazed with the Italian American Sports Club. It has been such a catalyst with regards to this. I've been to several functions over the years, and it's amazing your involvement and sort of the involvement of so many people who are passionate about the game. And obviously, with the success of the team in the early years, and then it morphing into the Rochester Lancers, but it just says so much for the community and the soccer family that when we mourn the loss of two people who contributed so much over the years. And of course, Sal came in, and it was quite controversial, wasn't it, when he came in to Rochester to take over the Lancers. Yeah. He brought with him five tremendous players from the Scorpions, and I call them the Three Musketeers, but I thought the addition of Franco Doi, of Gladstone Afori, God bless him, and Yao Kamkam, along with the excellent Claudio Campas, really was the catalyst in us, you know, eventually winning it all in 1970 against the team that he'd lost out to the year prior.
The Washington Darts.
In the shape of the Washington Darts.
And interestingly enough, Sal actually coached the transplanted Darts, who became the Miami Gatos in 1972 before returning to the Lancers in 73.
And I remember, because we played against them. I was at that time playing in Toronto, and I remember the games and seeing Sal again behind the bench, but this time in sunnier climes down in Miami. Yeah.
Well, Dick, I know that we have a lot of people to get to tonight, and we'll get back to our regular format next week. But thanks for sharing your memories of Sal and Omero. We appreciate it.
Great. Sad loss, and again, my condolences to both families. And, yes, I'm sure you'll hear some very positive and interesting comments tonight.
Thanks so much, Dick.
Thank you,
Dick.
Thanks, guys.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And right now we're going to bring our next guest in, a gentleman who, as much as anybody, was the man in soccer in this city in the early years of the Lancers, the only gentleman to win two NASL MVP titles and one of the most important members of the championship team in 1970. Il Topolino himself, Carlos Menedieri, joins us now. Carlos, thank you for coming on.
It's my pleasure.
How are you, Carlos? When you heard the news, what were the first things that went to your mind? What did you think about it?
I think I'm going to get too emotional. I probably won't be able to talk, so, I miss them, and it was meant to me.
Well, I remember how close Sal De Rosa was with you, and how close, how did you know Mero? And I know that going back to the years that we remember very well, there was such a camaraderie and there was such love that existed between the players. And, it isn't just like we were a family. We were more than any team is today. And the good times that we had and the good, the family that we shared, the bread that we shared, and the good time and the bad time. So Sal was the catalyst in bringing some great players. Then he brought us to Italy. I remember with Ali Durante and all the other people that we went to see the Pope, and we did all that kind of thing. It was all due to his connection in Italy.
Sal De Rosa wasn't really a coach. Sal De Rosa was a friend. When you work for a friend, you do all the best you can, and he gets the best out of you. He was a great man.
He certainly was, and what a smart, not just a smart soccer man, a smart businessman too. I mean, when I met and got a chance to know Sal in the last few years when we did the Lancer reunion, I mean, he is on top of everything. And like Charlie Shiano said earlier, I mean, this guy was from the Army, and he had everything on the ball. He was a man in charge, and he was a great, great man.
I hope the city of Rochester put a street after him. That would be great.
It's a great idea.
We hope that they recognize that. And I thank you so much, Carlos, for sharing your thoughts and your remembrance. And just remember that life comes and goes, but friendships all remain. So
yeah. Sorry, I'm too emotional. Next time.
Carlos, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, amigo. Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
That's Carlos Medinieri, one of the greatest Lancers, the man who definitely should be in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. But let's see, we have another guest here from the sports club. So, Joe, why don't you do the honors and
introduce... We have the president of the sports club, Fino Pavone, and Fino especially is close to the Perez family. He knows Homero for a long, long time. And, Fino, what is your thoughts?
Good evening. Fino Pavone, president of Italian American Sports Club. The thoughts about Homero. When I heard about it, I had a chill through my body. And Homero has been always a good friend, a good anchor of Italian American Sport Club. Definitely, he's going to be missed. And the family is so warm all the time when they come to the club. Joe is one person that really is going to be missed.
I mean, he was with the club for over 50 years. I mean, that's incredible.
Correct.
Not only that, but when this club was built, Homero did a lot of work over here. So every time we look at the things that he did, you know, we're going to remember him, not only because, you know, the work that he did, but because the devotion that he had to this organization and how proud he was to be a member of this organization.
Right. And we'd like to mention that he was a carpenter by trade. So, like I said, that's why he really built this club.
Finished carpenter. All the trim that you see around here, all the thing that he did it, the doors and all that kind of stuff.
Correct, so. Joe. And as you see, what we see right behind us, you know, there was a part of the last project that Homero helped me. You know, he never backed away for anything. You know, anything that I asked, Joe, he was always first one to step up.
Well, we certainly, you know, you also know Sal De Rosa. So, what are your thoughts about Sal De Rosa?
Well, I had the pleasure to meet Sal De Rosa in an early age. My brother played junior soccer with the Sal was his coach. Believe it or not, if I remember correct, it was the Greece something. I don't remember exactly. So I didn't meet Sal, and through the years, I always talked to him. So he was a good man. He was a good man. Naturally, there was not as much friendship like Homero, but...
Just amazing. These two giants of soccer in Rochester both leave us on the same weekend. It's ironic and sad, but they're in a better place now. They're nice and warm, I'm sure.
And yes, they are, but this still, you know, leaves a void into the club. And I mean, Sal De Rosa with the Lancer so many years, and definitely leave a void. These are two guys that people know and respect.
You know, thank you for your words. We appreciate it, and we'll stick and say every time you come to the Sport Club, every Thursday lunchtime, you can see Homero's legacy right here in the club.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye bye.
It's Fino Pavone.
Thank you, Pino, and thank you very much for allowing us to the show from here tonight.
And we're going to take a break now on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Lancer and the president and CEO of the Rhinos, Pat Erkley, as we continue our tribute to Homero Perez and Sal De Rosa here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Local sports. sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair, and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angarier. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
March is here, and that means Rhino Soccer is back. The Rhinos kick off their preseason schedule with two matches this weekend at Salem Stadium. The Rhinos face Syracuse University this Friday, 3 p.m., and SUNY Binghamton on Sunday at 2 p.m., with free admission for both matches. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhino's office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhino's tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batiste here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. For just joining us, we have a special show tonight as two of the legends of Rochester soccer, original Lancer Romero Paris and the coach of the 1970 Lancers championship team, Sal DeRosa, both passed away over the weekend, so we're paying tribute to the both of them tonight. And joining us right now, a gentleman who knew both Sal and Romero well, the president and COO and member of the Rhinos and former Lancer, Pat Erkley, joins us. Pat, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing, guys?
good,
yeah, I know,
good and you.
A sad week for us in many cases. Obviously, the two gentlemen that you mentioned that were directly involved in coaching and playing, and we also had one of our sponsors that from day one, 18 years ago, was involved with our organization, and the president of Flanders Group passed away about a week ago. So it's been tough couple of weeks for us. You know, the two guys that we're talking about, Omar was such a gentleman. He was very, very nice man. I mean, you know, I came here when I was 18 years old. I got to spend time with him. Every time I met him and we talked, I mean, he never had one bad thing to say about anybody. I mean, he was always positive about the team. He came to every game. You know, every time I had the chance to talk to him, he came to all our functions. I mean, he really supported soccer, and it's a big loss, I think, for the community. You know, and Sal, I mean, you know, I had the opportunity, obviously, to play for him at one point. You know, he was always thinking of ways to help soccer grow in both in Rochester and in Buffalo. I think at one point he was even in Syracuse. So it's disappointing. You know, we knew that Sal, obviously, both of the gentlemen were getting up in age, but, you know, you're never prepared.
That's right. And I'd forgotten, Pat, that you played under Sal with the Buffalo Stallions. Tell us about what he was like as an indoor coach.
You know, I got to see him, I think, for 2 or 3 months, and then they made a coaching change, but he was involved in the office. You know, he certainly knew the game. He brought people around him that knew the game very well. Adolfo Gori came in and was his assistant coach. You know, we had some great players that they had brought in. I mean, a little bit like me in the sense that he knew how to pick the right players. But we had a slow start that year, so, you know, they wanted to make a coaching change. But like I said, they valued him enough that they kept him within the organization, and he stayed with that organization for a long time with Jim May as well.
That's right. And
well, going back to what you said, Pat, there is so many memories that come to my mind right now. You know, all the trips that we took, all the places that we went, how soccer progressed, and how involved and sacrifice they made, you know, to bring soccer to the level that at that time was so good. And they dedicated the whole thing, and now we enjoy the fruit of their labor. So because we have soccer in Rochester that no other town can really boast about it, that we have a woman team that's successful. We have the Rhinos, and we had the Lancers, and we have all these other teams that you know, the amateurs that are doing so well. And of course, Romero Perez. He played in the years where, you know, soccer was vibrant in Rochester, and it wasn't as popular as it is right now. But all the games that we played against the Ukrainian, the Rangers, and, you know, those were like, those were great games because, the caliber of player was a good one. So. I those are the things that I remember mostly, and those are the things that I will always treasure to have been part of it.
No, you're right, Joe. I mean, these guys, all the players of that era, and, you know, you come to Rochester, you realize that you have to give back to the community in some manner, and I think it stems from those early years that the players that came here, that stayed here, had those values, and they passed them on. So I think, you know, we were fortunate enough to continue that tradition at the beginning of our existence at the Rhinos, and it paid off with dividends. You know, those are things that we feel that we need to get back to our values. Not that we've gone away from it, but I think the players, you know, tend to sometimes not see that when they don't have enough of those people around them. So that's the one thing that I think stems back to that era. I mean, we don't obviously put a lot of credence into it, but I have to say, because I've been involved with it, you know, the facility that we have. I mean, that facility didn't just happen on its own. It came about after Hollander was taken down. A sad moment in all our careers, I think, that we felt soccer was never going to come back here because of that. But obviously to have now a premier facility in our backyard that's available for many, many things is attributed to people like these two gentlemen.
Well, Pat, we appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll see you over the weekend if Mother Nature decides to cooperate. I'm sure you'll put out the word if the games are on this weekend, the Friday game against Syracuse and the Sunday game against Binghamton at the stadium. Obviously, it doesn't look much like soccer weather right now, but I guess we'll see what happens with Mother Nature.
Yeah, I hope there's a little cooperation, but I mean, it's been a tough winter on many, many levels. So, you know, that's disappointing, no question about it.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on, Pat. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have with us right now one of the legend of soccer, you know, the guy that really was the propeller, you know, of soccer in Rochester going back many, many years ago with Tony Pulano and Betsy Frank and the people that had the dream. The people that had the dream. And he brought the Charlie Shano and Pettinolfo in a closet and made them see that they needed to get involved into a soccer venture. And we have with us Rudy Lepore, that
former Lancer owner,
and a guy that every time we went on the field, we went on the trip, he always knew what restaurant to go with because he was a connoisseur. Yeah. Welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, Rudy.
Thank you very much, Joe. I guess this is kind of a sad day today. We got the news not only that the passing of Omero Paris, one of the original players on the Lancer team, but then other very adventurous, you might say, Sal DeRosa, who originally came from the Syracuse. He was the coach of the Syracuse
Scorpions.
Scorpions. And then he came on to manage the Rochester Lancers, and he was a very exciting coach. The one thing about Sal is that he was able to defend himself against that group of Italian Monday morning quarterbacks who criticized savagely, you might say, on Sal. But he was able to defend himself quite well, and it's just too bad. It's a passing of an era. I guess one day we'll all have to play in that soccer field in the sky. And there's quite a few there right now, and I'm not packed yet, so I'm not going to be ready at this time. But the Rochester Lancers did play a very important part of my life.
And of course, one guy that played a big part in your life is Omero Paris.
Yes, there was. It was Omero. It's just another tragedy. But so we've sadly missed, and this is going to be a black week as far as the Lancer organization is concerned.
Rudy, thank you for spending a couple minutes.
Thank you for allowing me to say a few words. You guys are doing a good job, and keep it up. That's what I can say. Remember this, Joe, soccer is a kick in the grass.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. You're right.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you so much.
Rudy Lepore, one of the original Lancer owners, and now joining us is the owner of the current Rochester Lancers, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. And Sam, we've been talking about Sal DeRosa and Omero Paris. And Sal was one of the pioneers of indoor soccer in this country with the Buffalo Stallions, and you know his contribution to indoor soccer will be remembered for many years to come.
It is a sad day for both those gentlemen and their families. Omero Paris, such a great person, and Sal DeRosa, a great pioneer of indoor soccer and outdoor soccer. And you know, I heard about this earlier today, Andrew. I just thought the new Lancers need to do more to pay tribute to the memory of all these guys and what they've done as pioneers. And I think we need to get more aggressive on our website and really have bios and information where people can kind of find out why soccer in America, not in just in Rochester, is so big. And guys like Omero and Sal, and obviously just had Rudy Opor on, and they've done so much to get this game out there, and their memory is going to live forever.
Absolutely. And we hope that Sal's a member of the Lancers Wall of Fame, and Omero, you know, we'll certainly be doing something for him, I think, coming up. And so, you know, it's a sad day for all Lancer fans, both young and old. Joe, I know you have something to say too.
As I keep on repeating, is that I have lost two friends that I've known for a long, long time. I have lost two people that I have admired a lot. We share bread together. We share a lot of good things together. And, you know, right now, the only thing that I can say is that I am so sorry that for their family, because when you lose a loved one, you know, you really feel the loneliness, and all of a sudden you have to deal with the present, which is without them. So our condolence to them, to the families.
Yeah, and I second that, Joe and Andrew, and you guys are in charge of the Lancer committee of legends, and I hope that, you know, next year we do everything in our power to pay tribute to Omero, and a special tribute to Sal when we do properly unveil the 1970 banner. And thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Sam. We appreciate you coming on. Soccer Sam Ventuso, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, the current Lancers, on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. We'll be joined by Michael Lewis, and he'll give his thoughts and memories of Omero and Sal DeRosa as well. And we'll talk about that next on Soccer's Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerskickinthegrass.com.
Experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father, but I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all, because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000, and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for the second straight year. 2014 through 15 Lancer season tickets are now on sale for just $150. And if you are one of the first 25 fans to place your season ticket order before March 14th, you'll receive free parking, a Lancers replica jersey, and two additional ticket vouchers. Call 872-KICK to to purchase your tickets today. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni is wrapping up our show with one more special guest we want to bring on, a gentleman who knew Sal and Mike and Omero very well, a gentleman writing a book about the Rochester Lancers, our good friend Michael Lewis. Michael's appearance brought to you by Salem's Premium Quality Meat Products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, thanks for coming on, as always, and thank you for letting me know. I didn't know, you're the person to let me know about the passing of Omero and Sal earlier today, so thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Well, Carlos Menettieri actually gets the big assist. He was the one that texted me, and I was hoping it was wrong, but he was correct, unfortunately.
Well, Joe, you gotta take off. I know you have some family business.
Yep, I gotta go.
Okay, well, thank you.
Mike, nice seeing you. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
For sure.
Joe will be back with us next week. So, Michael, I know that you had a chance to speak with Omero and Sal about the Lancers book. And tell us what some of your things that you learned from them about the Lancers.
Well, Omero was recruited by, I guess, accident to play for the Italian-American Soccer Club. I had an opportunity to talk with him at the 50th anniversary of the team winning its U.S. Amateur Cup title way back in October. And he talked about he was standing on a street corner waiting to be picked up, and someone kicked the soccer ball to him, and he headed it back to the people, and he was quote-unquote recruited to play for the Italian-American Sport Club, and hell of a way to have a tryout without even knowing it.
And by the way, we should mention that Omero is from Italy. He's from Celano, Italy. So he came over in 1956. So he is.
Exactly.
Paris doesn't sound like an Italian name, but he is an Italian came over from Italy. So.
And the day the Italian American Sport Club won the national title, unfortunately, he was not on the field when the team won it. He was at a local hospital getting stitched up. If it was today's medicine, he probably would have continued playing. But his sadness was he was happy that the team won, but he got back to the clubhouse and all the champagne was gone. So the two memorable stories about Mr. Paris, who will be greatly missed, and my condolences to his family and to the DeRosa family. Sal, this is just from... I never saw him coach outdoors, only indoors, but I guess the first day he showed up at Rochester Lancers practice at Cobbs Hill Park way back in 1967, and he comes walking up in a raincoat wearing his sunglasses, which I guess that's what he was well known for, and people wanted to know, the players wanted to know who he was, and he was one fiery, passionate person who can inspire players. And one of the big things about Sal in the early days of his coaching tenure, he would listen to players before and after the games to get their opinions on certain things. So there's something to be said about being strict, but also having an open ear to the players. They feel like they're giving input, and that obviously did not hurt the success of the team back in 1967 and eventually in 1970 when the Lancers won the whole thing in the North American Soccer League.
That's right, and of course the 71 team was the regular season champions, and they had that memorable series with Dallas where the two longest games in history, but I guess I have to know, Sal, like I said, for the 40th anniversary of the Lancer reunion we did a few years ago, and just a brilliant, brilliant man, and it's a terrible loss to Rochester and to Buffalo, too, because he was a fixture in Buffalo with the Stallions, and also he spent his life in Buffalo after the Stallions went their way. And Omero was, what I always remember about Omero is he was Mr. Karaoke here at the Sport Club. He had his own karaoke business, and he could sing. He sings Sinatra and Dean Martin, and everybody loved him. He was just a great, great man, and always said hello to me when I came. And I'll never forget either one of the gentlemen. And I know in your book, Michael, I'm sure you're going to be talking at length about both gentlemen.
Very sad day for Rochester Lancers history, having two great men, forget about their involvement in soccer, but just two great men who passed away. And I am very, very proud to have met both of them and to have their acquaintance as well, too. I hope they considered me friends, because I certainly did of them.
Well, Michael, we'll get back to our regular format next week, but thanks for sharing your memories and of Omero and Sal, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, very good. Have a good week.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and boy, that hour just went by very, very fast. And again, the arrangements for Omero Parrish will certainly be in the Democrat and Chronicle. Check tomorrow's paper, and the Buffalo News is where you'll see about Sal, who is a resident of Buffalo. I want to thank all of our guests tonight, Charlie Sciano, Pat Ercoli, Carlos Medidieri, Soccer Sam, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Fino Pavone, the president of the Italian-American Sport Club, Frank Carricchio, and Rudy Lepore. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis, Dick Howard, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday with our regular format of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Rest in peace, Sal and Omero. Have a good night, everybody.